This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu ordered us and commanded us to have his taqwa. And to have his taqwa as it is his haqq, haqqa tuqati. As it is his haqq that we should have his taqwa. Taqwa is usually translated, if you read the English translations, as fear of Allah. Fear Allah as it is his right to be feared. I submit to you, my brothers and sisters, that fear is a negative emotion. Fear produces hatred. It does not produce love. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu said about the believers, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the believers are those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu with great intensity. They love Allah more than they love anything else. How do you put these two together? How do you put the fear of Allah together with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to produce taqwa? Taqwa therefore is not fear of Allah. Taqwa is fear of offending the one that we love the most. The hubb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more we love Allah, the more we fear to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we do not want to offend the one that we love the most. We are the believers, insha'Allah al-musta'an, in this day today. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to include us among the definition of those he called the believers, who were the sahaba, ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, and to give us taqwa like they had taqwa. So how do you love somebody? You cannot love somebody you do not know. It is logically impossible to love somebody you do not know. So to love somebody, you have to know them. I submit to you, my brothers and sisters, I am differentiating between knowing about and knowing. I may know about somebody. I may have a lot of knowledge about somebody. But that knowledge is not knowledge, that is information. If you ask me, do you know the Prime Minister of your country? I will say, I do not know the Prime Minister of your country. You say, do you know his name? Yes, I know his name. Do you know, what do you know about him? Maybe I know everything about him. I know where he was born, who was his father, who was his mother, so on, so on, so on. But do I know him? I do not know him. There is a difference between knowing about and knowing. You can know, to know somebody, you have to know something about them. But knowing somebody is a factor of a relationship with that person. It is not a factor of having information about that person. It is a factor of having knowledge of that person, and there is a differentiation between information and knowledge. Knowledge comes from experience. Al-istihzarul ilm. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Laysa khabar kal-mu'ayna. He said, the information is not like the experience. Is not like seeing something. So do we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu? Yesterday I was asked a question by my grandson, little Zakaria Sayyid, who's 5 years old. He asked me a question. He said, why did Allah create everything? I said, Allah created everything so that we recognize him by his signs. But you know, you want to get into trouble? Talk to a 5 year old, because he will ask you the basic fundamental questions. And so his next question was, how many signs of Allah are there? وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Allah said, if you want to count the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you cannot count them. So my standard response, which I did not give, but I wanted to give, was the response of any adult when a little child asks him, how many signs are there? And the standard response is, everything is a sign of Allah. But that is a cop-out response. That is a response which means that no reflection has gone in. It's a response which means that you are trying to escape from the reality that the little child is pointing to. That at this age, can I say that I know my Rabb Jalla Jalalu? May Allah have mercy on you and me. Do you know Allah? Because without knowing Allah, how can you love Allah? And if you do not love Allah, then are you and I among that definition? وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. My brothers and sisters, this kalam began with the first ayat of Revelation. اِقْرَى بِاسْمِ رَبِّكَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu said, read in the name of your Rabb who created everything. Read what? That was the first ayat which came. Read what? And why is Allah pointing to his creation? Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziya rahmatullah alayhi said, there are two books of Allah. There is the open book of Allah, which is the kainat, which is the creation of Allah. And there is a book that has to be opened, which is Al-Quran al-Kareem. Read in the name of your Rabb, read the signs of your Rabb all around in the creation. Every single thing that has been created, including you, are a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jalla jalaluhu. So recognize your Rabb by looking at his signs. What did Allah create? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created a little bird, the size that you can hold in your hand, called the bar-tailed godwit. A bird that takes off from Alaska and flies all the way down to New Zealand. Non-stop flight, a distance of 11,000 miles. The bird does that in 9 days and nine nights, non-stop flight. It is not an albatross coasting on a 12-foot wingspan. It's a little bird that big, beating its wings. What is the meaning of 9 days and nine nights? The sun rises, the sun sets, the sun rises, the sun sets, the bird is flying. There are oceans underneath, the bird is flying. There are cities underneath, the bird is flying. There are deserts and forests underneath, the bird is flying. 9 days and nine nights, no food, no water, no sleep. And they have discovered that half the brain sleeps and the other half is awake, and then this half sleeps and this half is awake. Subhanallah. That is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in his kalam, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِّأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Verily in the creation of the heavens and the earth and the alternation of the day and the night, there are signs for the people of intelligence. My brothers and sisters, signs are meant to be read. Signs have meaning. Signs are meant to be understood. And then we are meant to act on what that sign means. The signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invite us to the worship of one and only Allah jalla jalaluhu. How do we know Allah? By experiencing, by being in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. By knowing that we are in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And how do we do that? By the dhikr of Allah. By the dhikr of Allah. The dhikr of Allah is not merely walking around with a tasbih in your hand. The dhikr of Allah is to have conscious and constant awareness of the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives. And the second part of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu for what he has given us. We recognize the sign of Allah and then we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu said that we will show them, sanurihim ayatina fil afaqi wa fi anfusihim hatta yatabayyana lahum annahu alhaq. Allah said we will show them our signs in the afaq, in the creation, and within themselves, so that they know that this kalam and this message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is haq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the internal vascular system, the system by which the blood flows. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also created gravity, which draws everything down towards the earth. Which part of the body needs the blood the most? The brain. What is the direction of gravity? Downwards. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the non-return valves. He created non-return valves where the blood flows in one direction and gravity cannot pull it down. Otherwise, the moment you stood up, all the blood would come down into your ankles and your brain would be free from blood and you would drop down completely unconscious inside our bodies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, today they are talking about creating nanorobots which can be swallowed in a pill, or which can be injected intravenously, which will go to the point where there is a problem and inject the medicine that is required in that problem, and we say, oh, subhanallah, what technology. We forget that the one inventing the technology was created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created nanorobots long before that, called the white corpuscles. And they do exactly the same job. Allah said, we will show them our signs within themselves. The dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to have this constant awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives, which does two things. Two major benefits of this awareness in this life itself. The first benefit of the awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu constantly in our lives is that it keeps us free from sin. How can a person who is aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is seeing me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, is he not aware that Allah is watching? The person who is aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is seeing him and watching him, how can he commit sin? How can a person think that he is committing sin in hiding, where he is looking at stuff which he should not be looking, and he thinks he is doing it in the privacy of his room or his privacy of whatever place, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is seeing him? Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Allah said, does he not know that Allah is watching? So the first benefit of having the awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I submit to you, my brothers and sisters, let us try to develop this awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly in our lives. First benefit is, keeps us free from sin, safe from sin. Second benefit is that I know my Rabb is with me everywhere I am. So where is the space in my heart for fear? Where is the space for depression? Where is the space for anxiety? Where is the space for stress? Where is the space for worrying that this will happen and that will happen and so and so will harm me and so and so will harm me? Where my Rabb is with me, Jalla Jalaluhu. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ قَالَ Jalla Jalaluhu. He is with you wherever you are. Awareness of this. So the question is, do I know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why must I know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because without knowing my Rabb, I cannot love my Rabb. And if I do not love my Rabb, then I cannot have taqwa of my Rabb. And my Rabb ordered me to have taqwa. And to love him more than we love anyone and anything else. And only then we can develop taqwa in our heart, which he has commanded us to do. And the benefit of taqwa is it saves us in this life itself from sin. And it takes away all anxiety and all fear. And then of course, al-aqibatu lil muttaqin. Allah said the akhirah is for the muttaqin, for the people of taqwa. So how do we know our Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu? We know him through reflecting on his creation. We also know him by listening to his introduction of himself. Nobody can introduce Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced himself Jalla Jalaluhu. So we listen to the way he introduced himself and we reflect on those ayats. How did he introduce himself? He said, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. Lahu ma fi as-samawati wa ma fi al-ard. من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يصبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد You know the ayat. I don't need to translate any of them. Reflect on them. Think about them. Take each and every letter and word of the ayah and reflect on it. We recognize our Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu through our experience of Him Jalla Jalaluhu. So reflect on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in terms of His ni'amat. And Allah mentioned this in His kalam everywhere. الَّذِي أَحْسَنَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَهُ وَبَدَى خَلْقَ الْإِنسَانِ مِنْ طِينٍ ثُمَّ جَعْلَ نَسْلَهُ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ مَاءٍ مَهِينٍ ثُمَّ سَوَّاهُ وَنَفَخَ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِهِ وَجَعْلَ لَكُمُ السَّمَا وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ Surah Al-Sajda, Allah mentioned that He created everything in beautiful form and He began the creation of Adam of mankind Mintin from a clay, from clay, and then He set through the process of reproduction. And Allah said, "Qalilam ma tashkurun." A man was making dua. When Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab walked by him, and the man's dua was, "Oh Allah, make me among the Khalil, make me among the few." Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu's nature was he always questioned. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, and he is Khalifatul Muslimin at that time, he is the Amirul Mumineen. He stopped the man, he said, "What dua is this? Who taught you to make this dua?" He said, "Amirul Mumineen, I'm making this dua because Allah mentioned Khalil every time He said something good." Allah said, "Khalilam ma tashkurun," only few are grateful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Few are among the awwaleen." Few are among the Akhirin. Many among the awwaleen. Thullatu min al-awwaleen wa khalilu min al-akhirin. So I'm making dua that Allah must make me among the few. See the sidq and see the sincerity of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Umar said, "Wallahi, everyone in this ummah knows more deen than Umar radiallahu anhu." See the humility and humbleness. So we recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by reflecting on his own self-introduction. We also recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by looking at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in terms of His ni'amat. The ayat of Surah Al-Sajda refers to our own creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the other parts of His creation which He created for our benefit. أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادًا وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادًا وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ ثُبَاتًا وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا وَجَعَلْنَا سِرَاجًا وَهَّاجًا وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُعْصِرَاتِ مَاءً ثَجَّاجًا لنخرج به حبا ونباتا وجنات الفافا Allah mentioned the earth. He mentioned the mountains as pegs. He mentioned sleep. He mentioned the day and the night. He mentioned our spouses. Ni'amat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned rain which He sends. Today, one of the biggest issues of global warming is shortage of water. Global shortage of water. They say that the wars of the future and the near future will be wars which will not be fought for mineral resources, but wars which will be fought for water, control of water. May Allah protect us from all wars. Allah said, we send down the rain so that you grow your crops. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the greatest of his ni'mah, his own kalam. And the greatest of his ni'mah, which is this religion of Islam, a religion which shows us the difference between the good and the wrong and the right. Al-Furqan, the criterion of judgment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala associated his own personal name with his message. And he called himself the teacher of this message. And he said, Ar-Rahmanu 'allama al-Qur'an, khalaqa al-insan, 'allamahu al-bayan, ash-shamsu wal-qamaru bihusban, wan-najmu wash-shajaru yasjudan, was-samaa'a rafa'aha wa wada'a al-mizan. أَلَّا تَطْغَوْا فِي الْمِيزَانِ وَأَقِيمُوا الْوَزْنَ بِالْقِسْطِ وَلَا تُخْسِرُوا الْمِيزَانِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَضَعَهَا لِلْأَنَامِ فِيهَا فَاكِهَةٌ وَالنَّخْلُ ذَاتُ الْأَكْمَامِ وَالْحَبُّ ذُو الْعَصْفِ وَالرَّيْحَانِ فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. My brothers and sisters, Allah is asking a question. The answer of the question is not to repeat the question. Allah is asking a question. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. How many of then the blessings of Allah will you deny? A question deserves an answer. A question is not asked so that we repeat the same question again and again. If you ask me, what is your name? And I tell you, what is your name? You tell me, Shaykh, I'm asking you your name. And I'm repeating your question, what is your name? The man is insane. I'm asking him his question. I'm asking, what is your name? He must tell me his name. But he's repeating my question. Does it make sense to you? Allah is asking, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ? Where are you going? So what do we do with that question? We repeat the question. فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ in tilawatil Quran. I am not saying you answer the question in salah, but answer the question for yourself. Answer the question when you are sitting. My Rabb is asking me, where are you going? What is the answer that I must give to my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu? يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانُ مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ. Allah asked a question, oh you insan. How can you become forgetful? How can you deny your Rabb who is Al-Karim? مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ. How is it possible? What is the answer? The answer that the jinn gave Rasulullah ﷺ in a hadith narrated by Abu Hurairah radhiyallahu anhu, he said that Rasulullah ﷺ recited this whole Surah Ar-Rahman before the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in. Imagine, put yourself in that scene. Put yourself in that position. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one day, insha'Allahul Musta'an, in Jannatul Firdausul A'la, to ask his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to recite the kalam that he received. And I ask Allah to make us all among those who will be invited to sit there and listen to this recitation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So put yourself in that position. The one who received the kalam is reciting the kalam. It is not Qari, Fulan bin Fulan. Ma ismul Qari? Muhammad ibn Abdullah. Al-Qurayshi wal-Makki wal-Madani. Rasul Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Huwa Qari. He's reciting the Quran. He's reciting Surah Ar-Rahman. He finished the entire recitation. And when he finished the recitation, the Sahaba was sitting in silence, overwhelmed by the recitation of the kalam of Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them, are you not going to say anything? The Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, what can we say? What do you want us to say? Subhanallah, it's a ni'mat of Allah that we heard this recitation in your voice. What do you want us to say? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when I recited this surah before the jinn, every time I recited the ayah, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. He said, the jinn responded. They replied, لَا بِشَيِّمْ مِنْ نِعْمَةِ رَبِّنَا نُكَذِّبُ. لَا بِشَيِّمْ مِنْ نِعْمَةِ رَبِّنَا نُكَذِّبُ. لَا بِشَيِّمْ مِنْ نِعْمَةِ رَبِّنَا نُكَذِّبُ. Oh, our Rabb, we do not deny your ni'mat. We do not deny any of your ni'mat. My brothers and sisters, what is our response to the Quran? This is the living kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. This is the closest that we can come to our Rabb in this life through His kalam. We cannot see Him, but we can feel His presence in our lives when we read and listen to His kalam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open your hearts to His kalam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill your hearts with His nur. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill your hearts with His hub. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you those who love Him and to make you those who He loves. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to fill your hearts with hope for His Habib Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make every one of you a means of guidance for everyone who comes into contact with you in any way whatsoever. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be your hafiz in this world. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be your hafiz when you are leaving this world. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be your hafiz in the next world. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you the shade of His arsh on a day when there will be no shade except His shade. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to decree and to write in your qadr that you will be given the water of Hawd al-Kawthar by the hand of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to write in your qadr that you and all of your families, those who are alive and those who passed away, should go into Jannatul Firdausul Aala bi ghayri hisab.